At 6 o'clock, the threat of civil war hangs over Iraq as one of Shia Islam's holiest shrines is blown up. Until this morning, it was a place of pilgrimage. Now, the Golden Dome in Samarra is in ruins. A wave of revenge attacks sweeps across the country. Can the government hold them back?
Also tonight, they lay bleeding to death while police waited outside. A mother slams them for not helping her daughters.
I will never know whether my daughter Emma would have survived had it not been for the delay.
Caught on their own camera, police ask for help to find these happy slapping thugs.
The hidden enemy of the sick. Nearly half those entering hospital are malnourished.
Can you confirm the three numbers at the end of the signature strip?
And trying it on, more than half of all Britons have been the targets of high-tech scams.
Tonight on BBC London News, capturing the Olympic spirit, the RMT demands more money to show up to work for the Games. And a patient denied life-prolonging treatment because the drugs aren't available on the NHS. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the 6 o'clock news.
First tonight, Iraq teeters on the brink. The president of Iraq has warned against...